than thou art too cruel to use a poor lover severe. Thou doth to my flame add fuel that cost me full many a tear. Then cease to be so out of reason, and let me no longer complain, but grant me some ease for a season, and ease all my sorrow and pain. Whilst others do sweetly lie sleeping, I sigh by myself all alone. My eyes, they are swelled with weeping, no sorrows like mine e'er was known. But whilst to myself I do pine, I do find all my sorrow in vain. For my love, she will ne'er be so kind as to banish my sorrow and pain. Ah, Sylvia, be cruel no longer to him that thy beauty adores. Thy charms, they grow stronger and stronger, then let thy soft tears wash my sores, which I for thy sake have endured. Though thou dost my service disdain, I'm certain they cannot be cured, but I must then die of my pain. What profit, love, is it unto thee to frown a poor lover to death, and murder the man that doth woo thee, thus strangely to stifle his breath? My dear, I do entreat thee to grant me my freedom again, for certainly if thou dost cheat me, I languish twixt sorrow and pain. But in vain do I beg for freedom when cruelty locks up the door. If young men they once would but heed 'em, they'd never love beauties no more. Then be but as kind as your fair, and we shall no longer complain. But now we for death must prepare, and die with extremes of pain. What makes my dear shepherd to languish and sigh on his pitiful moan? I bleed at the thoughts of his anguish, he knows that I love him alone. But yet he doth seem to be jealous of some that do graze on the plain. But I think he hath very few fellows, and therefore I'll constant remain. He talks of the pains he endured and suffered all for my sake. I'm wounded and cannot be cured, and my heart it is ready to break. But Coran is still a reviling, the truest that lives on the plain. No longer then am I a smiling, but he feels a terrible pain. If I should be always a-kissing, the world would my folly admire. The shepherds at us would lie hissing and hinder what he doth desire. But I'll in a corner embrace him, that he may no longer complain. At night in my bosom I'll place him, for to banish his sorrow and pain. Was ever poor shepherdess kinder than now I do promise to be? How can he then choose but mind her that loves so unchangeably? He cannot enjoy greater bliss than with his true love to remain, that each minute will give him a kiss for to banish his sorrow and pain. You lovers, take pattern by me then, that hath vowed to be constant to death, for all loyal shepherds to see then, that I at the losing my breath was free from all kind of deceit and a wavering minded disdain. Now kindness I once more repeat, and I waste with my horror.